We do have a couple prayer requests this morning. The first one is pray for Tina and her husband, Tina Dobbs, as they travel to Oklahoma City today for a doctor's appointment for her husband, Keith.
Okay.
And then pray for Virginia Kimberlin, who had to go back to Oklahoma City Heart Hospital.
Okay. All right. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do come before you this morning. We lift Tina, Father, and her husband as they travel today. And we believe, Father God, that as we delight ourselves in you, our steps are ordered of you, Lord, that you are very carefully going before us, behind us, and you are guiding us throughout life. Lord, as they go to this doctor's appointment, we would ask that these doctors would have wisdom, discernment to know what they need to know, what they need to do, what they don't need to do. Ultimately, Father, we look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith and of our health. And so, Father, I know that Tina and her husband have their eyes on you, and I pray that your blessing be upon them today. We pray for traveling mercies, Lord God, as they go and come, and we believe you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray also for Virginia, Lord God, Virginia Kimberlin. And, Father, whatever is going on with her in her health, Lord, having to go back to the heart hospital, I know is not something that she wanted to do. I pray for her, and I pray, Lord, for anyone who's having some complications, some problems in their health, and dealing with situations that they really don't want to have to face, Father, that you would remind them by your touch today, by your very anointed presence, laying your hand upon them, that you are with them and that you are their healer. Father, even as we laid our hands and prayed over our dear friend Joe Pyatt on Sunday afternoon, Father, and your presence was with us and touched him, and Father, we saw some immediate results, and we're continuing to see results. We ask for results, Lord God, that would glorify and honor the holy name of Jesus. Pray for someone right now, Lord God, who's just been having such a battle with anxiety, Lord God, and that has